Robert Davis here. How's it going? I'm tired. I'm going to try to keep it together a little bit because I got a video and I'm kind of upset that I have to look at it the way I am, but it was kind of cold. I was recording the football game. We won the football game on Friday. I recorded it. Knew it was cold. Did not think that there would be any issues. I swear I cleaned the lens, but I don't know if it was maybe just a little bit too cold and a little bit of moisture, frost. I don't know. Got on the lens, and it was just a portion of it. So like when it's hitting the lights, the stadium lights on the other side, certain angles, it does it. I mean, you can see a big old spot on the video. For me, I'm a little bit more annoyed about it. I guess maybe other people probably won't be, but I didn't honestly foresee anything like that happening. So, learning curve, of course. I guess the next game we have is this coming Friday. It's going to be 3 hours away. I'm glad it's on Friday, or else I wouldn't be able to go, especially with it being such an early notice. And on that topic, too, I got to make sure and request days off for basketball season, because that's coming. The end of next month, November 29th, is the very first game. I think they might be going somewhere else. I don't know why, but I thought I saw something in the calendar, and I didn't put it there, so I'm not sure if it was something that was added. And that's what's happening, but I think they might be going somewhere before the actual season starts. If they are, that's going to be kind of cool. I know that practice, from what I was told, is going to be starting the 13th November. Sorry, I have this itch right on my foot. And also, this week, past week, under my left calf muscle, man, it feels so tight. It didn't start doing that until the beginning of last week, and it got worse and worse. And then on my Thursday, which is Tuesday night, I was massaging it a lot. It was so bothering me just to walk in general, and it felt like it was gonna spasm or just get even worse. So luckily I was able to stay home, pick a bunch of tomatoes, and I didn't have to go to work the next day because I needed to get it all done, which I still need to throw away all the excess plants material. I took a lot of it behind a garage so that way it could break itself down. It's gonna freeze anyways. We did take a bunch of leaves and all different types of plant matter that we've accumulated on the property from like weed eating and whatnot. Not all of it, but most of it. And it goes back over there and it breaks itself down. So like during the summer, it's not so bad. We used to like put a bunch of piles there. But now it's just mostly whatever's left over from plants and some dirt or whatnot. That we need to get moved. Sticks, that stuff breaks down too over there. was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I got a cheap camcorder. I did use it, and from what I noticed, it does record in the resolution, and it does have it records in 4K and 60 FPS, but the bit rate from which it records does a much better job. I'm trying to think of a better way to say it. Does a much better job if you don't move the camcorder. It just makes me feel like it's one of those really old camcorders that you lose a lot of motion in between, or video in between the move from left to right, left, whatever, which way you're moving it. But if you have it still, I think it does great. At least that's what it looks like. Video, you can't be using it. It doesn't have a stabilization built into it. It did come with like two batteries. It's a really cheap camcorder, like $120. But I'm going to try to use it for basketball when it comes up. I still probably will use my GoPro just in case, because I don't want to mess with something happening and then I don't have anything. The good thing about this camcorder, though, a couple of things. It comes with attachments like a filter thing that sits in the front, kind of blocks out rain, snow, or debris or anything else. Light, extra light around the outside. It also comes with a stabilization bar. I'm not sure how well that works, but I assume it might do a better job if I used it. What else did it come with? Two extra batteries, said that. A case. I was going to say memory card, but that, you know, those aren't even that great. One thing I did notice, though, with the recording of the device, it is not a micro SD. It's a regular SD. Only goes up to 128 gigabytes, which is actually pretty cheap. I think it's like $10. Not bad at all. I haven't recorded a full game, so I don't know, like, file sizes and all that stuff, but I think it records in MP4. It does have a shoe on the top, left and right, I believe, so I can attach my GoPro to it. So that's what I'll probably do when the season starts. I do need to get another tripod, because the one that I have currently, the legs are broke on that one. The tall one, that one's pretty flimsy. It's not broke or anything like that, but I need to get another one for that one too if I want to record next year. So I'm good this year with what I have. I might even have to use it for basketball season if we go to state or anything like that. If we're sitting kind of far out, I'll try to invest in that. So I think that's it, though. I do need to get in there and get that video done. I'm not super excited about it, but is what it is. Also got a copyright claim, not a strike or anything like that, but I was playing some music my stream yesterday or day before, whatever. Even though I swear the site said it was okay. And I did it before too, so I've never gotten a claim like that. So I sent an email. See what happens with that. Anyways, check me out. Talk to you later. Have a great day.